Lili Nishmas of Klanimus Kamish Ben Avril Melech. Eruvin Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Bechol Ma'arvin Umishtatvin. One can do Eruve Tchumin and Shetufe Muvos. Chutz Min Amayim Umin Amelech. You can do with any food you want except for water or salt. This is not the only exclusion. We also are going to see that you're not allowed to also do kamiyin upitrius, like mushrooms, things that don't grow from the ground, that don't come from animals, which ultimately have sustenance from the ground. You specifically need to have things that give you some type of sustenance. As far as Eruvei Chatzeros, that the Mishnah is not discussing because the Rav explains that needs bread, that needs pas. Anyway, so you're allowed to do it with any type of food, except Mayinu Melech. V'kol nikach b'kesef Meiser chutz min amayim min amelech. And also when it comes to Meiser Sheni, you can use it to buy anything except for water and salt. The Mefarshim explained also here, you cannot buy mushrooms and things like that with Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Because there the klal is it has to be something that eventually got its sustenance from the ground and also came from a pre-mi-pri, that something gave birth to something else. So for example, an animal came from another animal. That's a pre-mi-pri. And the second thing, an animal, it gets its sustenance from the ground because it eats from the ground. Hanoider min ha-mazon. The person has a nether from mazon. Now, the Rav explains he doesn't say he's having a nether from mazon specifically because then that would specifically be things that are mizonos. Rather, he has a nether from things that give him sustenance. Command zaini. So if he makes a nether like that, mutter b'mayim u'v'melech. So he's allowed to have water and salt for the same reasons. Mishnah continues, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'yisrael b'truma. A nazir can make an eruv with wine, and a Yisrael can do it with truma. Why? This is the way Rav explains. Since somebody else is able to eat it, even though he can't eat it, it's okay. So the nazir is okay, even though he can't drink the wine. And Yisrael, even though he can't eat truma, somebody else can eat truma. Sumchus oimer b'chulin. Sumchus says the only type of food that a Yisrael can make an eruv with is dafka chulin, but not truma. So first you see that Sumchus didn't hold that if it's fitting for somebody else, it's good for an Erev. According to Sumchus, it has to be fitting for yourself. Now, what about the Nazir? Sumchus doesn't seem to argue about the Nazir. It's Dafka Truma he's arguing about, but a Nazir seems to be okay. So on that, the Rav explains, is because a Nazir can be shol on his nether to be a Nazir, and then wine would be mutter for him. And a Nazir being shol his nether, the Tfersol explains that's a Tzorich Shabbos. And therefore, Sumchus would even allow a Nazir to use that, because Lamaisa, he can retroactively go to a Chacham and get rid of his Naziris. And wine would ultimately be mutter for him. Now, interestingly enough, you can almost do the same thing by truma too. Truma, when you designate truma, you're doing it with your words. A person can go to a chacham and sort of retroactively take back what they said by calling it truma and make it tevel. So according to that, why would Simchas then give a problem by truma? Why would Yisrael be usher to use truma as an eruv? So the reason is because even if you did this, now it would become tevel. And to be mafresh from it again, that you, the Yisrael, should be able to eat from it, that you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a shvus. It's an issur derabanan. This is what Tosfos says, Reb Kiveger brings Tosfos, that Sumchus held, not like Rebbe, that we're going to see that the Mishnayos in the future go like, but rather like the Rabbanan, that they were geyser on a shvus, even bein hashmashus. Therefore, even if you can figure it out to be shol chacham and undo causing something truma, you're not going to really gain because it's going to become tevel, and that's not going to have a fix on Shabbos, because you can't be mafresh and take off truma on something that's tevel, even bein hashmashus. Mishnah continues, v'lakon bebeis hapras. And also a coin in an area where there was a field that had bones that were sort of raked and plowed, and you don't know where the bones are, so what a coin could do is he can blow around the area everywhere he walks. He would walk a little bit at a time, so therefore he's able to go there and have access to the Erev. And as long as he can have access to his Erev, Bein HaShmashas, it's Mutter. This, by the way, the Rav explains, is not Sumchus, this is everybody, this is the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rida says he disagrees, he says, Afil Bebeis HaKfaras, a coin is even allowed to put his Erev in a cemetery. Why? Because he can work it out that he's going outside of the cemetery, meaning that there's a mechitza between him and the graves. He can, let's say, be in a wagon or something like that, and eat it. So according to Yehuda, he would still have access to the Erev, even a kohen, because he can go through a cemetery inside of a wagon, so the wagon is chaitzit, so the tumah doesn't go through the wagon. He can reach out with a stick, with a pshutik kliyetz, and he can access the food that way, so he does have access to the food. Now the Chum disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they held, forget about a coin, even a Yisrael is not allowed to put his Erev there, even if he would have access to it, because of a different problem. And that's the problem of having Hana from Beis HaKfaros. You're having benefit from a cemetery. and it's usur to have benefit from a cemetery. It's an isur. But Rabbi Yehuda held that issue is not a problem because mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvahs not giving for hana. The fact that this cemetery is providing me the ability to do a mitzvah of Erev, that's not called having hana from a cemetery. And what are you going to say? But what about afterwards? After you do the mitzvah, after the Erev is kind of there, the rest of Shabbos, the graveyard is sort of acting as a resting place for your food. It's protecting it. That people don't care about. They don't care if it gets stolen anyway. But the Rabbanan held that a person is makbid on his Erev. He wants to eat it. And therefore, although during the time that the cemetery is helping the Erev function and being kind of shvitza, that you should be able to go, and that's doing a mitzvah, so that's not really called having benefit from the cemetery. Afterwards, you are benefiting from the cemetery, and therefore it's also, forget about a kohen, even for Yisrael, you can never put an Erev in a cemetery. And the Rav says, Halacha is like the Chacham.